Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Mr. Number 847, Counsels Concerning the Second Coming, Audio. Attitude of those who watch and wait for the second coming. We anticipate the solemn event, Christ's second coming. We are not, because we are in the attitude of waiting and watching, to be indolent, doing nothing. But as we view the great event of Christ's coming, and as we see the necessity of watching and waiting for it, we must unite zeal and diligent industry to our waiting and watching. A life of idleness or mere meditation and abstraction will not answer for the waiting, watching ones. Neither will it be safe or justifiable for the waiting, watching ones to become so busy in worldly matters that they cease to watch and forget their peculiar position as waiting ones. They should not be in a busy excitement like worldlings, and become surfeited and drunken with the cares of this life. A drunken man is bewildered. The fine organs of the brain are beclouded. This is exactly the position of professed Christians who allow the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches to have such a powerful influence upon them as to eclipse the attractions of heaven. They become insane in their worldly pursuit. Strange imaginings of those who are spiritually asleep. Everyone who is asleep is subject to strange illusions. Judgment is not preserved. Fancy holds control of the brain. Sleepy Christians are subject to just such strange imaginings. They have not clear ideas. They have not clear judgment. Strange thoughts come, which they never had before. Strange doubts crowd into the mind. The old landmarks seem indistinct and strange. Once they held to the pillars of the faith with a firm hand, but now their hands are slipping off. Pride and love of ambition possess the mind. There is a flattering of self that they are rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, while exactly the opposite is the condition of the church. The Lord is coming. Let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. Yourselves know perfectly, should you arouse from your spiritual stupor, that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 6 and 5, 2. Oh, that the church in Battle Creek would know that the day of the Lord is right upon them. He will come in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Will any of us wish to be sleeping when the Lord comes? While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Matthew 25 verse 5. Who have oil in their vessels with their lamps? Should the Savior come at this time, would not many of us be afraid to meet him? Could we hail him with joy, saying, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. Isaiah 25 verse 9. Are we ready for his appearing? Is the soul temple cleansed of its defilement? Would we want Christ to come and find us in disunion, in strife with one another? Would we want Christ to come and find us in frivolous amusements, in concerts which some patronize? We want to be found waiting and watching, with our garments made white and clean in the blood of the Lamb. Ellen White's sense of urgency in view of the imminence of the second advent. I have felt the coming of the Lord was near, so near, and I have seen so much to be done, and the need of workers that would mold the work as it should be. Christians, to pray with a view to the second advent, let us pray as did Jacob. Let us pray in every difficulty. Pray that the wondrous message of the love of Christ may reach precious souls, that they too may pray, and be refreshed with heavenly grace. Watch for the Lord more earnestly than they that watch for the morning. Hope in the Lord. Walk in his way. Declare his truth. He is well pleased when his servants talk faith. He wants his light to shine forth in the south. He is working for you and with you. Preparing for Christ's second advent, we are looking for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are not only to believe that the end of all things is at hand. We are to be filled with the Advent Spirit that when the Lord comes he may find us ready to meet him. Whether we are working in the field, or building a house, or preaching the word, ready to say, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. Isaiah 25 verse 9.